The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Okay, it wouldn't be my first pick, but it's accurate. I mean, I'm not going to pick it as the first one, but it certainly is representative of the company and what they do. It's kind of like Little Caesars.
Pizza?
No, Hot and Ready.
Oh, Hot and Ready.
I've always said it's not good pizza.
Okay.
But their slogan is accurate. It is, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Hot
yeah,
and ready.
Hot and ready, yeah.
I mean, I've only been there one time. I had a coupon
years
ago.
Yeah.
And I went after they had advertised for quite a while saying it's hot and ready. And I went in and it was, in fact.
Hot and ready?
Hot. And it was, in fact, ready.
Good. Well, that's good.
It was not good.
No, it's good that it was hot
right.
and ready. Yeah.
And I realized as not good as it was, they didn't lie to me.
No,
they didn't
did
say
it.
Good, hot, and ready. Then I would say it's not good,
yeah,
but it is hot and ready. Much like that, Planned Parenthood has a bit of a new slogan.
Oh, that's good.
It's watch, share, slay.
Watch.
They're promoting a video, and they say watch the video and then share it and slay.
Slay kids? Babies?
They're not really clear on that.
Oh.
But
is that accurate.
Right. See, the watch and share have to do with the video. The slay is what you do after the video. So, I mean, accurate, troubling to some, obviously not troubling to Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't be murdering people.
No,
but,
no.
See, what they did is they have this video from Josh Whedon.
This guy.
When have I heard his name recently?
Oh, my God. This is the guy that said that his happy Mother's Day, Mom.
You've been dead 25 years.
You died.
Thank God, because the world is horrible, and I'm glad
like
you're dead.
F-less or S-less, something like that? Uffery.
Uffery, yeah. But the whole word, yeah. So he has a video about standing with Planned Parenthood. And let me tell you the little screen, the little
caption
with the video, the post, the banner post that they did to promote the video.
Yeah.
It says watch, period, slay, period, slay.
No, share.
Excuse me. Watch, period, share, period, slay, period. And then it said, if there's anything we've learned from Josh Whedon, in parentheses, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Firefly, the Avengers, over the years, it's this. Every single one of us has a hero inside, and it's our responsibility to use our superpowers to slay.
And by hero, they mean there's a baby inside.
And use your
superpowers to slay that superhero.
Every one of us has a superhero inside, except the children we murder. They have nothing inside.
Everybody has a hero inside, except for those clump of cells.
Use your superpowers to slay? And then it says, Planned Parenthood and the 2.5 million people our health centers serve every year could sure use a lot more superheroes right now. So Josh Whedon used his to create this video. So the slogan that they're promoting for the video is watch, share, slay. What they're saying you should do moving forward is slay. Oh, there's a little more to it.
Oh, there's just a tab little more.
Oh, okay. I didn't see. So Josh Whedon used his superpowers. He made a powerful and chilling short film, Unlocked, about what people's lives could look like without Planned Parenthood. Did we say it was chilling? Yeah. Take a few minutes to watch it. Add your name to join Josh Whedon in standing with Planned Parenthood. And then what? I can't see the rest of it.
And then...
You cut it off.
Share, share, share using the hashtag IStandWithPP. That's how we slay. That's how we win.
So their term moving forward is slay.
Oh,
they're telling you to slay. They don't get the irony here. Either that or they are trying to be like hot and ready. Hey, folks, we're slaying. You should slay. We slay. We all slay together. Slay, slay, slay. They're just being honest. Is that what it is? Are they trying to be truthful or are they irretrievably stupid that they don't realize how troubling this could be?
Yes.
You think it's the second?
Yeah, it's the second one.
Kirk, spinning the dials, radio style for us in Dallas, Texas this morning. Do you think they are irretrievably stupid or it's trying to be truthful in their advertising?
I think they're stupid.
Okay, well, maybe, could be. So I'm tweeted out just a little bit ago, hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Maybe we help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's say they're being irretrievably stupid and not just trying to be... Because this could be them being really smart with their advertising, very calculated.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? No more are we going to hide behind this fallacy that Planned Parenthood is really about women's health or mammograms. Everybody should know at this point that the majority of what we do is simply kill children.
Yes.
Overwhelmingly.
Yes.
I mean, in the years past, we've tried to pretend like it's other things when that is less than a couple percent of what we actually do here. Overwhelmingly, to the 90 percentile, what we do is kill children or have programs and services associated with killing children. So I've decided, you know, Cecile Richards saying this, I've decided we're going to be more truthful in our advertising and let's put kill children. Too many words. Slay, how about that? So if it's not that and they are irretrievably stupid and don't understand advertising... Maybe we help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I think we could have some good ones.
We could have some good ones.
You could use the word slay in it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you want to. Maybe you believe that their new campaign should have no truth to it. You know, go back to hiding behind something, you know.
The fantasy land.
Exactly. Or maybe you believe that it should be even more truthful. See, I think you capitalize off of some other past campaigns.
Oh, okay.
Like Got Death.
Oh, Got Milk.
Got Slay.
Got Slay.
Got Dead Babies. Use something like that. Mm-hmm. Or how about this? Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. I'm not loving it.
Oh, because...
The loving being... The it being babies. Right. I'm not loving it.
So...
I'm killing it.
Kill this thing.
Slaying it right there.
I'm sorry. Slay this thing.
Slay it. That's right. So hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. If you have them, get them into us. Because I think this could be, you know...
You know what I think it is? Mm-hmm. Is Bob from Playboy went to Planned Parenthood.
And
just like, ha! Guys, we're doing this completely wrong. You guys need to just... Lead with what you do.
You think that's it?
And
they
said,
Cecile's like, yes, you may be on to something.
He goes, let's go. Dead babies. No. No.
Too wordy. Hold
on. Two. Let's go. Slay.
Slay it. There it is.
Because the cool kids are talking about slay, lit.
We already have a few suggestions. Larky Farkin tweeting, turning women into murderers since 1916. Oh, DM and DM. You nailed it. We're the hot and ready of abortions.
Oh, you got also
World of Spots, yep. TMB number 42. Abortions, hot and ready.
Hot and ready, yep.
So their abortions would be hot and ready.
It'll be, yep.
You walk in, we're ready to kill that baby. You know, you don't have to wait for it. We're not saying it'll be a good thing. No. Libertarian tweeting, do you have a little hero inside? We'll slay it.
Lucky Farkin, we're the black market Sears catalog of baby parts.
Oh, TMB listener number 25. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan, keeping the race pure since 1905.
Ooh.
Because you know the history of Planned Parenthood. Yes. What with, what's her name, who believed in eugenics?
Oh,
I can't think of her name. Yeah, I know who I'm talking about. She started Planned Parenthood because she wanted to keep the races pure. Let's see here. TMB listener 002. We kill more black people than the police. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. You know, that sounds like it's a racial thing. It's not. I mean, it's racial. It's not racist because I think he's actually getting the back. Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger.
There we go.
Whoa, that's a little edgy. I don't know if I want to say that one. Ah, libertarian. That's another solid one. You really should be in marketing. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Slay, dismember, sell.
Oh.
Following the same pattern. Mm-hmm, watch, mm-hmm. Share, slay. The next step after you get beyond the video is slay, dismember, sell. Because you want to sell those body parts. I mean, clumps of cells.
Clumps of cells.
That have been in the well.
Yes.
Ah, abortion, it's a slice of life. Ah, what right to keep and bear arms? See, they play on the arms thing. They don't mean like weapons. They mean actual arms. You know? Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, P-I-E-C-E.
You also have Zach. Go fund yourself.
Oh, fund.
Fund.
I see what you did there. How about this? Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Don't kid yourself.
Oh,
you don't want to hang on.
That is just, you got rants out loud. The choice of no generation.
Oh, it's no generation, not the next one, because there won't be a generation because we're killing them. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Get him in back in a moment with this, with more on this, The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Is it live or is it Planned Parenthood? Remember, is it live or Memorex?
Oh, yes.
Is it live or is it Planned Parenthood? And then I just tweeted out hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan, don't have it your way.
Ooh, I like that one.
Don't have it, but don't have it your way.
Yeah.
Right.
Or don't have it the natural way.
I like it. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. There's some really good ones coming in.
I think I got one. When there's no tomorrow.
Oh, I like that. Johnny Mac has a good one too. Reach out and slay someone.
How about this one? The unhappiest place on the earth.
Oh, good. That's a really solid one. Well, this thing is likely to get trending in just a bit. So hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Get them into us. So I tweeted out last night and something that went pretty big. A picture of a cat with some wine.
Oh, God. I thought we were not going to talk about this. I thought you were just joking around.
No. I have to explain, you know, what it was about.
Yeah, but then after the explain, there's going to come a follow-up.
What do you mean?
You're going to ask me questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to explain what it is now. It's out there, you know.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be out there if you could have put your mouth shut.
Yeah, I know, but it's too late now. So if I had known this last night prior to tweeting out the picture.
Okay.
So Chris was at an event last night called Cocktails for Kitties. Was this in a strip club?
No. It was at a tavern.
Kirk, a tavern, okay, at a bar.
Yeah.
So was this like ladies hour or ladies night or something like that?
No, cocktails for kitties? You're thinking of the wrong kitties.
Like, you know, you call women kittens, you know. Hey, kitten, how you doing?
No. I'm talking about the actual animal, the cat.
Like a baby cat?
Yeah.
Like dogs and cats cats?
Yes.
So you were having... Okay, am I missing the term cocktails then? Oh. You mean like drinks?
Yes. No, that one means drinks.
Okay, drinks for baby cats.
Yes.
Get drunk for cats. I'm lost here. What is
this
about?
Okay. I got it.
I tweeted pictures of some cats with booze.
Well, not just that. You asked our audience to tweet pictures of cats.
No. I didn't ask them to. I said feel free to.
Yeah, but see, our audience...
I'm all about personal freedom.
Our audience believes that once you say something like that, that they have the freedom of just literally spam me with thousands of...
I did not know this.
Okay. So this event was raising money for feral cats.
What? Like feral, like wild cats?
Yes, like wild cats. Because there's this tavern where I went to.
So go get drunk to raise money for feral cats.
Yes.
Like to promote feral cats?
No.
Feral cats are people too.
This is a problem. This bar tavern area is, I don't want to say infected because that sounds like disgusting.
How about infiltrated?
Okay.
Overrun.
Overrun by wild cats.
Okay. And like in the bar, you mean the area?
In the area and in the bar because it's an outside bar.
Okay.
And
because feral cats are a problem in different parts of America.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And they need to make those feral cats
go away,
castrate them, you know.
So, like, get them fixed,
spayed,
get them fixed.
Right?
Yes,
spayed.
Okay.
So, we're raising money to spay all these feral cats
and then find them good homes.
Nope, just put them back in the wild.
So, like. The cat's just walking down the street,
yes.
And a black van pulls up, and the door opens.
We haven't decided what color the van is yet.
And
but
people jump out, they throw a bag over his head, tie him up, throw the cat like a sack of flour in the back, take it to an operating room, like clip him, and then pull back to the same spot, don't even slow the van down,
no,
open the door,
and
just throw it out.
Yes. So that's what I did.
Or do they just slip them little kitty roofies? So you're just picking the cats up and snipping them and then throwing them back out there?
Yes.
That seems...
It seems worse.
I know. I mean, if you're like, hey, we're going to like get the cats and raise them or find them good homes.
No, they're fine. They've got plenty of things to do in the wild.
You're just going to cut it off.
Yeah.
Because I bet they're not spading them as much as they're neutering them.
No,
spading takes a lot more. You got to slice the belly. They're just
exactly.
Snipping the males.
Yes. I got to meet four different feline friends. Patches.
Okay, so wait a minute. I'm still stuck on how this
happened.
You still
stuck on it?
I mean, imagine in your life.
Okay.
You and I, we go out to a club, right?
Okay.
We go to dinner or something like this. And I say, hey, Chris, I'll see you tomorrow. And you go, all right.
Yeah.
You go, I'm going to walk to my car. And I said, okay, you don't need to ride. No, it's just a couple blocks away. And you're like.
Wait a minute. I'm the one going to get spayed?
Well, neutered.
Oh, neutered.
Yeah. And all of a sudden the van pulls up and they throw you and they clip. And then they just throw you back out there. And the next day I was like, hey, what's up? You're a little late.
I don't know what happened.
You're going to go, you're not going to believe what happened. And I was like, come on, Chris, seriously. So imagine the cats, right? He's like, meow. Snip. No, he's all these buddy cats. He's like, you're not going to believe this. No, I was next to the pizza place. I was going to dig through the garbage out back. You know, we always find good stuff out there, right?
Yeah, always good stuff, yeah.
Right, and this van pulls up, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's with the bag? And
they
then they cut my balls off.
They cut your what?
Look, right here, look at this.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Did you get a look at who it was?
That was some guy, and he had a mask, and it was a dark van. I tried to get the plate numbers, but they must have slipped me some. I'm still a little groggy.
I heard
from
there's a lot of that going on around this area.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They're doing this to a lot of people. What kind of freaks are these, man?
Pete just got it done. And Sarah.
What kind of freaks are these just going around cutting cats' testicles off?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
What kind of world are we living in? You know, one day everything's fine. I'm out here mousing. I'm king of the world. This is my block. Yeah. No one's messing with me. Donald Trump gets elected. They cut my balls off.
Wait, what? Hold on. Hold on, Pete. This is Donald Trump's fault?
He's a kind of a progressive cat.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Something like that. He's the one that hangs out behind MSNBC. He's been brainwashed. He reads the papers, you know.
He has around CNN and MSNBC.
Right, something like that, yeah. This is the feral cats behind behind Rachel Maddow's house. So, okay, this is a disturbing... This is your big plan to help get rid of like cat overpopulation.
It's not my big plan. But I guess I was in support of it yesterday.
Here's the thing. You don't like cats.
I hate cats.
And yet you went to a Cocktails for Kitties to help out the little felines. Why would you do such a thing? Oh, wait a minute.
There's a girl, isn't there?
There was a lot of girls.
Were you out mousing too?
I was out mousing
too. You were on the prowl?
I was looking for kitties.
Okay. I feel more to this story. Let me get a break in. Trying to figure out to make sense of this. I'm still stuck in the whole black van just pulling the cats and then, all right, you're on your own now.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
I'm still a little confused by this.
There's nothing to be confused about. You were my age sometime, and you know that to see any girl, you will do anything. And coming from me, you said you did a lot of weird things just for a girl.
Okay, that is true. That is true.
But
you hate kitty cats.
But I hate kitty cats.
This is the best conversation to walk in the middle of.
I know. At the Blaze, Brad is here as well. Brad Staggs. You go to a Cocktails for Kitties event.
Yes.
Where they're raising money for feral cats.
Failure on the name.
I was going
to play into the first word and then just go full.
Right.
More people will come.
Well, yeah, you just do, hey, cocktails. That's going to go real well.
Yes.
Because you're like, hey, cocktails for kitties. Okay, I'm not going.
No. Yeah, exactly. Or you just play, instead of using kittens, you use the P one and then.
Right. That's true, too.
Cocktails for peace.
Was Lee there?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, possibly. By the way. Cocktails for Kitties. Can you imagine the people that misunderstood what was going on there? Right?
When you first told me.
Hey, Pete.
I was there.
Let's go over at Cocktails. What the hell is this? Felines.
Those are cats.
Yeah, because.
Wait a minute.
It's Cocktails for Kitties.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're drinking so they'll cut the cat's testicles off. You know what? You could even lead with that because there's a lot of cat haters.
Yes.
Right?
Here's the thing. You failed me yesterday.
No.
Why?
You suck as a wingman, by the way.
What are you talking about?
Because my definition of a wingman is a person goes with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And helps you out.
Oh.
Breaks the ice.
Right. Yeah.
You know what he was doing?
Tweeting about you.
Well, not just that. He was texting me topics.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
So it's like, if I can't be having fun, you're not going to be having any fun.
No. You misunderstood. And this is the reason why other people were sending you cat pictures all night. Okay, here's what's going on. I'm a married man. I can't be your wingman. I had things to do last night, so I just stayed in. But
I need to explore that a little bit later.
I wanted to help you out.
Okay.
And I knew you would be a guy who hates cats.
Yes.
You would be at this event with a lot of people like, oh, look at the little fuzzy kitties. And you'd be like, oh, geez, but I got to play these women here. So I started researching for him. All right.
Yeah.
And sending him news stories about cats that were in the news.
Oh, well, then he was giving you lines.
Right. So then you had topics to discuss. Well, you're like, oh, geez, I this sucks. I can't. You could do things like, hey, did you see the cat that just found its way home 700 miles?
So you were my war room.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I was sending you stories about cats so you could just boom.
Yeah, but it's like one or two are fine, dog. You were spamming me. It was story after story after story.
I admit there was like 45 of them over the course of like 2 hours.
Doc, I counted them. Hold on. I counted them. It was 62.
Okay, but I mean, how did I know if you'd had enough, you know?
How many women were there?
I was at about six.
Six women. Okay, so that was 10 stories per woman, maybe a little over the top.
Yeah, I was highly disappointed.
Wait a minute.
I was highly disappointed.
I can only imagine that there were more women than dudes.
I would think.
I mean, going for the cat thing and there were six women. So what was the total number of people? What was the...
Are you sure?
The total number of people.
56.
56, the rest were all guys?
It was a sausage fest.
So the... like, for example, I sent him one from the BBC that says, per cell force... The rude post office cat with global fan base. His name is Purcell. Purcell.
Purcell, yeah.
Did you talk about Purcell?
No, but I did talk about the giant cat that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, really big cat. Yeah, the giant orange Maine cat in Maine. Huge.
Maine coon cat?
It looked like Garfield, so I was like, hey, maybe this one will get me in.
That's right. See? Look at how big that cat is.
Wow.
He's huge, right?
That big cat. That is one of the biggest cats I've ever seen.
And speaking of Garfield, I sent you a story about Garfield as well.
So here's the story about that Garfield story. So
you tried it?
He's always hungry.
I go into, her name is Courtney, and I was like, hey, you know about Garfield? Do you like the Garfield?
And this is one of the six women, Courtney.
This is one of the six women. It's like, you ever heard about Garfield? Do you like the Garfield?
And she said,
she's like, yeah, oh my God, I love cats. Cool, cool.
You're like, hey, they have a Garfield area at Six Flags.
Yeah.
In China.
Yeah, but I left the China part out. I'll say, on Six Flags. And she goes, there's a Six Flags right here. We can go. And I'm like, oh my God, what a coincidence.
See Doc's Let's helping go. You out.
He was your wingman.
It took,
that's right.
From afar.
It took a weird turn.
Okay.
It got weirder than the cocktails for cats, cutting the balls off of feral cats and throwing them back out on the street.
She goes, have you seen any cats right now? I'm like, yeah, I've seen a couple of them. She's like, do you know where they went? And I'm like, yeah, they went in the woods. Can you help me go find them?
Wait, you wanted a feral cat hunt then as part of this?
This is outdoors? Like,
they're wild. You don't want them indoors.
No, that's true. I'm picturing this nice, nicely lit room.
No, it was
like that.
It was a nice room, but it was also a patio area.
Okay.
And she goes, "You want to go in the woods to go find them? I want to meet them."
Wait.
I want to meet them?
This wasn't a euphemism for
nope. Okay. And I was like, "Well, at first I thought it was." I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, I'll go in the woods.
Let's go in the woods and meet the cats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to meet some cats."
Wait a minute, you mean felines?
So I'm going to the woods.
You were looking for cats in the woods.
I'm looking for cats. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. And I'm like, okay, this is... And she's like, are you going to help me out?
I'm helping.
Like, I'm helping. I'm more.
Let me ask you something. How long do I have to help you out before you get naked? I'm just... Is that wrong of me to ask?
So I'm like, okay, I'm... No, don't touch the brushes. You're going to scare them away. And I'm like, how am I supposed to look for it? And she's like, you squat and you go... Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I think you're on candid camera. I'm not even sure.
I've had a lot of odd nights, and that seems particularly odd.
So you can imagine myself squatting. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. We found three. By the way.
Did you really? See? Yes. So it was a success.
She cut their testicles off?
Right.
And she named them too. She was like, okay, it's our turn to name these cats because we just found them.
She's not understanding feral cats.
So
Where would these names go? Are the cat going to be like, oh, Fluffy, thanks. I appreciate that.
This wasn't Lee. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. All right.
I was like, okay, so let's go down the names. She was like, you have your phone? And I'm like, yes. Okay, start writing down all these names.
So you were also the secretary.
I was also the secretary.
Oh, wow. This is.
So I'm 15 names in. I was like, well, I think that's plenty. No, we need to brainstorm this. And I'm like.
Do you guys bring in a focus group too?
Foreplay? What the
heck? I don't know. Like,
I'm in the middle of the woods.
You know, I imagine at this point you're pretty committed, so you
Now are you thinking she's going to kill you and bury you somewhere?
Because I'm here thinking, it's like, okay, maybe that's how she works, warms up to it.
So this is how it ends.
You know, I've been in places, you know, out doing Facebook Lives and reporting, gathering information in some pretty tense, like I was in the middle of Times Square when I was surrounded by all the people that came out to protest the Trayvon Martin thing.
Right.
And at one point, I looked around and I was like, oh, crud, if they find out who I am, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
He's in the woods with this crackpot lady naming cats. If she finds out I hate cats, it's all over. So maybe we just skip to the end here. I'm guessing
we named them.
Was it a successful evening?
Fluffy Muffy.
We named three cats.
Fluffy Puffy Muffy.
Based on your original intents, was it a successful evening?
No.
So you're saying the night ended with you saying, memory, all alone in the moonlight. That's from Cats.
Yeah.
But
you're all alone in the moonlight.
So I got did to there name three cats.
Squatting.
I could take that to the bank.
Yeah. So that was your night, naming three cats.
Beautiful night.
That's very nice.
Is there a another one of these events scheduled?
There is.
Did you sign up for the next
I
one?
Signed
did
up
you?
For the next one.
Oh, you're really committed to this thing now.
I am committed.
It shows
to this.
How bad things have gotten in your personal life.
Doc, I'm to the point that from a scale of 1 to 10 of beauty, anything above a zero, I'll take.
If it has
so
a pulse.
It's pretty much limitless.
Actually, no, not even that. It doesn't even need a pulse.
Pulse.
No.
Right. Okay.
He's willing to negotiate on gender.
Oh,
he's gender that's gone out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, well, I'm not gay, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not there's anything wrong with that.
No. But at this point, I'm...
You just want to increase your chances.
You know, there's... Because he's not gender fluid. Gender fluid means, I think I'm a woman, maybe I'm a dude,
no,
I'm a man.
Right.
He's
I'm
not that.
I'm a cisgender.
He's a cisgender, but he is gender flexible when it comes to dating.
I can see
that. You can
that.
Put that on my dating profile.
Right, I mean, you have a target profile.
Yes.
Right? This is my target audience, but... that's negotiable.
That is negotiable.
It used to be negotiable. Now it's just completely flexible.
You're right. Now it's completely. It's like, is it breathing? No.
It used to be bend, not break. Now it's like bend, break, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. It's fine, whatever.
Splinter.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad I could help you out, though. You know what? Tell you what. Make sure to tell me next time. And again, I'll be behind the scenes wingman to send in the electronic stuff.
Yeah.
Do you see all the pictures people sent you? And tweeted you?
Thousands.
Did you show him? Did you go, hey, look at this fuzzy cat. Look at this one. Oh, I love cats.
By the way, I actually did that. I was like, oh my God, look, I'm at this event and people are supporting you guys.
Wow.
Courtney, look at this.
Still didn't help. See, there's one thing you're missing in this, too. I think there's one.
I think I checked. I think I did pretty good.
You did, but there's one thing you're missing. What was that?
She was crazy.
Yeah, and most of the women there. They're going to be insane. They're going to be, which is fine.
Oh, yeah. Just don't
I mean,
marry
that's okay
them.
As just long as, you know, they're hot.
Them.
Yeah, don't marry them.
Don't marry
but
them.
But you've got to find a way to work the crazy. Your normal tactics aren't going to work.
No.
You need crazy. See, I think next time you lead with, hey, let's go to the woods and name cats.
Yes.
You know, you do the same
thing. And I don't
like
name
this.
The cats.
Right, exactly.
I just.
Right.
Maybe. I think you have to out crazy their crazy is how it works.
Do I pull the Donald Trump on them?
What's the Donald Trump? Grandmother. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work for you.
I can't
you.
Do that?
You can. I'm just, well, who knows? At this point, nothing else is working. Maybe give it a shot. This is the Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Working on this one. I don't know if I got it just
You're
right.
Not there yet?
Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. I'm baby, the other white meat. fetus, the other white meat.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
I'm
like
dancing
it.
Around it.
You're almost there.
Oath Keeper has hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. I can't believe it's not a baby.
Can't believe it's not butter.
Can't believe it's not baby. Think about Little Dabble Do Ya. There's got to be one there, too. That was it?
Little Grabble Do Ya.
Who was that? Little Grabble Do Ya. That's Hair Gel.
Dippity Do.
One of those, yeah. Cigar Hero, Ba 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 ba. I'm killing it. Cookie Man tweeting hashtag new player in parenthood slogan. We're the United Airlines of parental health.
Oh.
Brill cream, by the way.
We'll drag it
That's
out.
That's the one.
We'll drag it out.
New Planned Parenthood. Oh, we'll drag it. Nicely done. Wow. What was the old, one of the car companies had, we're number two, we try harder.
Avis, wasn't it? It was one of the car rental places.
Yeah, yeah. Got to be one in there.
Well, you also have for our people. You got it?
I got one.
Light just went off.
That's right. Murder, it's job one.
Oh. Nice.
The Ford, it's job one.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
You have Sirius 1701 for Spanish people. Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, baby. I see what you did there. That's pretty good.
But see, they wouldn't call it baby, though. So it would be hasta la vista, fetus.
Oh, you're right. I like that better. You're right. Oathkeeper has another one. Come for the abortion. Stay for all the other medical services we provide.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's this one from Dave. He's on a roll tonight. Today. New Planned Parenthood slogan, we'll drain your swamp.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. Has everyone been drinking except me?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Blackout Cloud Mafia, make the choice your mom should have. Wow, that's particularly harsh. That's TMB. Look, Ma, no babies. Stephen English, dump the baby bump.
World's okay, cop. Bring a date and we'll plan your next visit.
Oh, I see what they did there. Larky Farkin, we're the black market Sears catalog of baby parts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The left has triggered in there.
Uh-oh, have they?
They're trying to take it.
Oh, please tell me that's true. What do you got? You got one they put?
Pentecostal atheist tweeting out there, I see the right-wing propaganda work on the sheep tweeting about new Planned Parenthood slogan.
Oh, there it is. I see it. Uh-huh. I'm going to retweet that. And by the way, to answer your tweet there, who was it, Pentecostal atheist? Yes. Yes, I am.
You slay with that. Look at I you. You that. Slaying with that.
Oh, let me see. I'm trying to retweet him, but I'm having some trouble. I've had so much going on here.
Do you need some help?
Oh, they bailed on theirs. They bail on it?
Oh, they bailed on it.
Oh, they took it back. Damn.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're just going to screenshot it, and we'll send it out.
Oh, good deal. And tweet it at them then.
And we'll tweet it at them. Hey, you lost this.
That's right. Go ahead and do that.
We found it.
Robert, high quality parts for sale at bargain prices.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Greg Haynes, this is pretty funny. Powerful, but funny. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. Why call it abortion? Because Holocaust is already taken.
Oh.
Wow. Kool-Aid, this is pretty clever. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. No one should be punished with a baby. No one should be punished with a baby.
Yep.
No one.
Yep. World's okayest cop. More confirmed kills than Chris Kyle.
Nice. I like that. By just a couple, because I think they're about 60 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Abortion. Not all those Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Most of them, but not all of them.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
How about this? Ready? Are you better off than you were 14 weeks ago?
I see what you did there.
The Reagan slogan.
The Reagan slogan.
You better off than you were 4 years ago. Are you better off than you were 14 weeks ago? Because 40 weeks is full term.
Yep.
For the babies there.
Yep.
Or fetus, as Planned Parenthood would
cell clusters.
Yeah, something like that. Hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan, keep hope alive, sort of. That's I think that was the Jesse Jackson one. It's trending now, so get them into us. Now's the time to lay the hammer down. You'll get a bunch of people on the left all riled up this morning.
The left is waking up.
Yeah,
but, good morning.
Yeah, they'll start getting on in about 6 hours from right now. I get up around noon when the sun is warm, high in the sky, and go down and get a cup of coffee or something like that.
I like this one. Kool-Aid tweeting out new Planned Parenthood slogan, over 50,000 customers served and counting.
Oh, that's right. That's a really
Here's
good
one. Here's another good one. Listener number 9, section you can believe in.
Oh, nice. I feel like there could be some Hoover and Dyson ones in there. I just don't remember what their slogans were.
Oh. Shane McCloud, come in as 2, leave as 1.
Wow. Here's one for Bob Blah Blah.
Love the Bob Blah Blah.
The new and improved final solution. TMB listener number 25, double your pleasure, double your fun. Okay, this is an old one. Do you remember the old FedEx slogan? You probably don't remember it, Chris.
No.
Do you remember FedEx? And this was a really good slogan.
Is this like the people that deliver mail?
Yeah, but it was overnight stuff.
Oh, okay.
So back in the day, overnight delivery was new. And, you know, so their slogan was, and this is really good, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. That was their slogan.
Yeah.
So I did, when you absolutely positively had to spend the night.
Oh,
yes. You see what I did there?
Yes.
Why?
Because you spent
the night,
and now you need Planned Parenthood.
Oh,
we've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Indeed, and before we launch, remember to celebrate National Defense Transportation Day today.
Yay!
Yes.
Wait, what?
It recognizes the importance of transportation and the people who support and protect the system in this modern era. It was established in 1957. They designated the third Friday of May of each year. Congress did.
That sounds awfully specific.
Yes. Yes, it is. And
so basically you're saying the 50s, they really lobbied hard to Congress.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You're supposed to do everything from poster contests to educational expositions on transport. I'm telling you, those people know how to party. All right, so let's start in Austria. A very good place to start around the world. Austria bans the full-face burqa and mandates German language and culture classes for immigrants.
Oh, that's going to be good. German nice? Nationalism.
Yeah, yeah. It's by the way, if you're caught wearing a burqa in public now and you're a woman, you could get a $167 fine.
I mean, I understand their motivations, but how has German nationalism worked out in the past?
Really good,
several
right?
times.
Really good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, remember Marla Maples? Donald
That's
Trump's
one of his exes.
Ex-wife destroyed over inappropriate selfies at Times Square carnage scene. This is on the Blaze front page. She's making her way down to that crash in Times Square, taking selfies the whole way and videos. And it's bizarre.
Okay, and one thing if you're taking pictures so people can see.
No, yeah.
It's another if you're like, here I am
selfie!
Posing in front of the carnage.
That's what it was. It's just weird.
Does my hair straight when I take the picture in front of the dead bodies?
Can you look a little bit down? Okay, right there. That's a perfect
You
one.
Know what I propose she does today to clean up her image? Mm. Go down and take those same selfies in front of the carnage at Planned Parenthood.
Ooh.
The piles idea. Of the bodies in
yeah,
the back?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I'd forgotten they were married anyway. Penn State pledges were allegedly made to do the elephant walk, quote unquote, during fraternity initiation.
Remember whoa, that? Whoa, whoa.
Elephant walk. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like fun?
You mean holding hands? The elephant walk, you walk in a line, hold the hand of the person in front of you and behind you?
Let's just say it's not your hand that's being held by the person in front or behind you, but these they were lining up. And,
okay, fraternity, meaning it's
dudes,
men, doing the elephant walk.
But not with their hands.
Right.
No.
Right.
With their hands.
But not grabbing the other person's hand.
Right, yeah.
So I got a nice picture of it. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And this was part of the hazing?
Part of the, or was it?
I hope it was the hazing. I hope this wasn't just a mixer.
Beta Theta Pi or fraternity.
Which one?
Beta Theta Pi. Have you never eaten Beta Theta Pi?
It's tremendous. It's fantastic.
You just don't want the little seeds to get stuck.
I prefer it with the double crust.
Right. Over in South Carolina, the entire university cheer team was suspended over accusations of prostitution.
Done cheerleaders, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got to crack down on that.
You know, I feel like if Beta Theta Pi
got together with...
You may have two problems solved here.
Uh-huh. They were paying up to $1,500
Fellas, good
date.
News. The cheerleaders are here. We don't have to elephant walk anymore. But everyone's like, hooray! And there's a couple guys that are like, damn it.
Oh, man. $800. One of them was paid to escort a male to New York Prime. I'm going to South Carolina.
Do you have to pay for the tickets, too?
Oh, yeah. You pay. In Arizona, it's supposed to be Butte, but I'm going to say it Butt. Poston Butt, high school yearbooks printed with inappropriate comments.
Well, is Poston Butt.
It is Poston Butt, yeah.
Because it's Friday.
If you don't do it, then it doesn't fail.
So this, parents, their little high schoolers come home with their yearbooks, and they're, hey, Mom, Dad, look what... And apparently the little messages inside that the editor of the yearbook didn't catch included some sexual passages.
Do we have examples or we don't know?
There's one, me and my boy shower together naked.
That's what someone put under their little...
That's printed in the yearbook.
Was that a guy or a girl?
It's hard to say.
You might buy a shower naked together. Huh?
Yeah. Now, they're offering two replacements.
That wasn't very hidden. I mean, it's right cryptic there. Message in there or something.
It's really out there.
I know. It was like, did you look at all people?
Yeah, the district put the blame on the English teacher. And they're offering, you can either get your money back or they're selling stickers to put over these, literally stickers you can put over the words.
Actually, did they realize this is like a misprint of a stamp or a miscoin?
I know.
It's actually worth more money now.
Exactly.
You can sell these for gobs of money.
Well, I guarantee they'll be on eBay.
By the way, I'm willing to buy one cheap just so I can resell it.
Yeah. Just in case you're interested, $75 a piece.
What was the, there were some albums that they did this back in the day. I think there was a Beatles album that they put a full sticker over the cover of the album. Because it was too graphic. It was one, and they showed, actually, ironically, this morning, like, dolls all cut up. So it looked like dead babies or something like that.
That's right.
That ties in well this morning.
Well, at least they're not a church posing as a sex club or a sex club posing as a church. That's what happened in Nashville. A complaint has been filed to close a sex club that is posing as a church.
Well, isn't that like a religion?
So it's... posing as a church, was this a membership drive? Was this a
permit issued to operate
it had
this
to be,
church?
Oh, it had, you know what it was probably to get around their taxes.
Taxes. Most likely,
So to say they were a 501(c)(3).
Who wants to pay taxes? Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to get around the taxes?
I just thought this, I mean, it's not necessarily nice, but this could reel in some people into church.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Heading on down to the strip.
You wanted butts in the seats?
That's right.
You
this
got
is
butts
it.
In the seats.
This is it. Wow, that's okay.
Other butts on. Anyway, a creationist has sued the Grand Canyon for religious discrimination.
Yep. I know all of those words and some of the ideas, but it's like they don't go together.
Put together sounds weird.
Snelling is this guy's name. He's a young Earth creationist. They believe that Earth is only a few thousand years old.
Right.
So he believes the Grand Canyon formed after Noah's flood. And
how is this racist, though?
He now claims the U.S. government is blocking his research in the canyon because of his religious views. In other words, he's crazy.
Oh, crazy. Okay, gotcha.
Did you run into him last night at the cat thing?
No.
This guy will be at the next mixer.
He'll be at the next mixer. We'll be raising money to protect his freedom of religion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
By the way, at the next feral cat event, they're doing the elephant walk. Beta Theta Pi sponsoring the next feral cat testicle snippings.
Try the veal. In New Jersey, a man is busted after he stopped his car in the middle of the Lincoln Tunnel to pleasure himself.
One more time on that?
The guy's name is Ismail.
No, read the first part of it.
New Jersey man busted after he stops his car in the middle of the Lincoln Tunnel to pleasure himself.
Wow.
There's some imagery there.
What's wrong with that?
So that's wrong, just so we...
He's holding up traffic.
That's a Tuesday that's a for problem. Me.
First of all, the kicker, he was high on PCP.
Oh, that helps.
No,
it then.
Yeah. That's a Saturday for me.
Because I'm like, all right, I got to get to work in the tunnel. But, you know what? I think I got a couple minutes.
Or he's looking at the tunnel, and he's wait a minute, wait a minute.
Georgia police are being trained as drug whisperers.
Drug whispers?
Yeah, they've been given training that regardless of whether or not you once they give you the test, the actual test for drugs, if they still think you're on drugs, you're still going to jail. So their arrests have been going up, but everybody's been like, when they do the drug test,
right,
coming out clean. So they're taking everybody to jail, and it's costing thousands of dollars. These people are having to pay to get out of these tickets that they never should have been arrested on.
Wow, that seems like a fail. You know why that is? Because it's a fail.
Because it's a big fail. In the Nevada desert, a family demands to know how a 200-pound antique anvil disappeared from Area 51.
Oh, I think we know.
Yeah.
What do you mean demanding? You know how it disappeared.
Fairly
the
obvious.
Aliens.
I want to know how a 200-pound antique anvil got there to begin with.
All right.
Are you going to roll the dice?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to roll the dice? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Are you going to roll the dice?
We got the leftovers coming up.
Come on, you got like...
All right, I'm going to leave this up to Kirk.
Kirk's should we roll the dice?
He's giving and me one the more thumbs
story.
Up.
One more story. Oh. Always go with one more story.
Okay, here we go.
This is your fault.
From Brazil, teenager posts video of herself putting a guinea pig in the microwave.
This is the Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Lots of tweets coming in with the hashtag what I learned today as well. We got the resistance tweeting. John and Yoko posed fully nude on an album cover for Two Virgins. Is that the one? No. They may have tried to cover that one as well or whatever. I'm not that familiar with it. The one I was talking about, it's the Butcher cover, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the... Hello. There you go, Mike. There you go.
It is the Beatles. Beatles Yesterday, Today.
Oh, Mike's
on. He's on number two. Mike, number two.
I'm on number two, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do. The Beatles Yesterday and Today is the album cover. What's an album? And it's bizarre. It is.
What was the Butcher name then? Was that a song off it? Or was that like.
It's called the Butcher Photo.
Okay, so they just. That was the slang name or the name people just randomly started calling it. Okay.
It's really weird.
It's them with dolls, like the arms and legs and heads pull off, like all separated from the body. Just like laying all over them.
It
looks a little baby-esque, but it's dolls. But some of them look like they have like blood on them or something. And then there's pieces of meat around as well.
They got like disturbing. A shoulder on top of their shoulder.
I've never seen it. I've always heard about it. Back in the day when the internet didn't exist and I was doing music of the era. And I always heard about it, but I never saw it.
Music of your life.
Hold on. You were doing music of the era.
Right.
And the Beatles were involved in this.
Yes.
Okay.
Of that era, but it wasn't the era at the time. I did music of that era in the 90s, so it was a few years later.
You said it.
Move on.
You said it.
All right. Hashtag what I learned today. Let's see here. Oh, we've also got a bunch coming at the new Planned Parenthood slogan. Those are coming in still pretty fast and furious as well. So keep getting them in. All right. Oh, by the way, we have Bob Dorigo Jones coming up about a half hour from right now. Bob Dorigo Jones is the one who does the wacky warning labels. Those are coming out in another month or so. They usually come out late June. So we'll have him on for that. But he has this article he wrote about the number of man hours wasted in government. So it's not just the amount of money. It's also the wasted man hours. Yeah, most of them. Yeah. But he gives some specific numbers. That's pretty cool. It's coming up about half hour from right now.
I'll be interested. I wonder if he knows if the there was once a job in government. The person just literally sat with a map in their office keeping track of the borders of the states.
What do you mean?
Monitoring the borders. That was the job. There's, I can't remember if that's a rumor or if that was an actual job.
I absolutely believe it's true.
It probably
is. I don't know why it wouldn't be true.
Right.
There's so much stuff like that that people would not believe. I told you, Detroit, when I worked there 5-6 years ago, they still had a blacksmith.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Now, they claimed it was for the mounted police because a lot of like New York, Cleveland, Detroit, some of these areas have mounted police. They have police on horseback.
Right.
But you still don't need a blacksmith hammering out the horseshoes and stuff. No, pretty much. Actually buy those things.
Yeah. I think actually you
go to Walmart.
And then actually they don't. And then what they did is they said, well, no, he does other stuff too. It's just that's his title from years gone by. So in other words, they're like, we can't fire this guy because of the union. So Pete, can you like turn the lights on every morning? Can you take the trash out once in a while?
Making coffee. Make some coffee.
No, Doc. See, you're thinking as well. You said like, oh, he's just doing horseshoes, man. He's doing the king's armor.
Oh, the whole armor. Knights, the swords. Doing all that stuff.
You know, you're thinking small potatoes.
He's working with chainmail. You don't understand. Getting the whole thing going there.
That sounds like something they do at Penn State.
That and the elephant walk.
Yeah.
Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's helping thousands of Blaze audience members and a bunch of people here, right here at the Blaze, deal with pain and even chronic pain. Now, most people around here have had different aches and pains that is reoccurring that they've used a Relief Factor to help with. But a lot of people actually have chronic pain. And this is something that if you've ever suffered, or you know anybody who suffers with chronic pain, the stuff that will not go away, it becomes nerve-wracking. Not just for the pain, but it starts slowly driving you crazy because it's always there.
Which affects everybody around you.
Yeah.
And
when you're in a bad mood. You know this.
You know this because during our Kentucky trip, I had a neck problem because the whole drive.
What a whiny little baby. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You with the pain in the neck.
And then I was like, let me get some Relief Factor.
Up until you got it, you were a whiny little baby. And no, you did not say, let me get some Relief Factor. Uh-huh. Doc said, have Relief Factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Horrible.
It helped.
Horrible
deal.
It did, thankfully. Yeah. Thank God I had it with me. If you suffer from pain or chronic pain, try it today. You can try it for just $19.95. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Most pain has to do with inflammation in the body. And if you're taking narcotics or some of the over-the-counter stuff, it's just masking the pain. It's not actually dealing with the pain. So try Relief Factor today. Again, get a three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Just go to relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com. Don't look at me like that.
I don't appreciate you calling me a little bitch when it came
I didn't call you that. I called you a baby.
I was thinking that, so you obviously read my mind.
Right.
Oh, that was to you? Yes. I heard it.
Yeah. I was over, yes.
I was thinking it, but I was trying to clarify.
Okay. A little confused. By the way, we still threatened. We're number 5.
Oh, in the country, or is that worldwide? That's got to be U.S.
We try harder.
U.S. Yes. Number 5.
All right. Do we have any others that we need to be aware of coming in here?
Yes.
By the way, where's Cal today? Oh, he's going to his...
He's going to that wedding, remember?
I forgot. Yep. Okay, so...
That he had the bachelor party 3 months ago, and now there's a wedding?
Right, okay. So he told us about this, apparently, and yesterday afternoon, Chris is like, don't forget Cal's gone today and tomorrow. Right. And he's flying, and last time...
Oh, yeah.
He went through, and they Q10'd him, and they shut down the lane, they took him in the back, and they're like, listen, Mr. El Sabai. Khaled El Sabai, and you're on the terrorist watch list. And he's like, no, I'm not. It's right here. Here's your. He's like, that's an O, not an A. And they're like, we'll be back in a moment. Excuse me. We're sorry to have troubled you like this. So Chris and I had the idea of what if we went down to the fireworks store and we got some fireworks and we split them open.
Okay.
And we took some of the gunpowder out.
Yeah. Ooh, good.
The powder. And then we just kind of rubbed it on Cal's bags.
Is that wrong?
Or... You rub it on your hand and you go, Cal, we're going to miss you, buddy. Hearty handshake to see you off.
One,
give him a couple slaps on the back.
A good one.
I'll start the bail collection.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, they're not going to find anything on him, but, you know, if it registers that, does it.
Inconvenient.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that teaches you to take more vacation.
What I want to know is what comes after the Q10, Cal?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Doc Thompson presents The Friday Leftovers.
These are the great stories we didn't get to earlier in the week, so we will get to them now. The Sarasota Sheriff's Office received a report that a business had been burgled.
I hate it when that happens.
The thieves made off with a flatbed trailer and two stump grinders valued at $50,000.
Wow. That's an expensive trailer.
I know, and stump grinders are that expensive?
Apparently.
I'm going to get into the buying or manufacturing and stump grinders. Well,
and they're so easy to unload, too. I mean, you can find just about anybody walking down the hall who'll buy one from
just
you.
Just get you. There's, yeah. Here you go.
You got a stump grinder? I'll take it.
So the business was burgled.
Yeah.
Made off with the trailer and stump grinders. A week later, the victim was on Craigslist. I mean, I guess you got to buy a new trailer and stump grinders. When he noticed someone selling exactly what he needed.
Wow.
A trailer and two stump grinders.
What a lucky day.
And they matched the ones he lost exactly.
So it's like he's not going to miss it at all.
No. Down to the same wear and tear, the exact same make models of grinders and trailers. And
who says there's no such thing as coincidence?
I know, right? The seller said that they'd meet him at a service station to sell him the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the victim called the cops, and the cops met the criminals there, and you're not going to believe this.
So the cops bought him?
No. It turned out the thieves put the stuff they stole on Craigslist.
They're smart.
Is that wrong? Yeah.
No. If you want to get arrested, it's not.
Oh, okay. So that is what to do if you want to get arrested.
Right, exactly. That's right. 33-year-old Adrian Martinez and 32-year-old Alfred Everett are each charged with grand theft. The gas station they met at was along Alligator Alley. Have you ever driven that in Florida when you've been there, Chris?
Yes.
It goes along the bottom there.
I have not driven on that.
That is a bizarre trip because it's only about an hour and a half of the part that there's not a lot, like through the marsh and swamp or whatever. There's not a lot of gas stations. There's nothing through most of it.
Right.
And the couple that are there are sketchy. I mean, like, you've gone to the end of the world.
Don't buy sushi there. Yeah.
Right, so I could see them doing it. Pro criminal tip number 2331, don't try to sell the stuff you stole to the victim.
Well, not on the same area. You go another state and post it on their Craigslist.
Exactly.
And say, I'm willing to take it to your area?
Yes.
Over the course of a week, Delray Beach, Florida, police responded to three separate complaints about disturbances, all of them involving 43-year-old Douglas Woods. A manager at the Green Market told officers that Woods cursed at customers, made handgun gestures, and then allegedly made threats against the security officer.
I'm going to get you.
Then, allegedly, Douglas Woods went to It's Sugar candy store down the street. It's Sugar!
Sugar!
They really need like six more exclamation marks on that. He went down the street to It's Sugar Candy Store, East Atlantic Avenue, walked into the store, and got mad because no one was in the front to help him. The manager came out and apologized, said, you know, I'm sorry, you know, what can I do for you? But it wasn't enough. He started yelling obscenities at the managers, grabbed a handful of gummy bears, and threw them at her.
Oh, no.
The manager asked him to leave, but he refused and yelled, the police can't do nothing to me.
See?
Ha-ha.
Which wasn't quite accurate. Because they could do something to him.
Assault with gummy bears?
In fact, that they did do something to him. They arrested him. He tried to break free and they tased him. So they can arrest you and tase you. And they did. He was charged with battery on an officer, disorderly conduct, and vandalism.
Never going to get away with it, see?
I got to tell you, if you're going to have somebody assault you with candy, gummy bear is the way to go.
Yeah, because
they're gummy.
Yeah, they're soft.
You don't want to get hit with like a jawbreaker.
No, that would hurt. That would hurt.
Yeah, something like that. Or
you need to catch a gummy bear in your mouth.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, a candy bar, something like that. You definitely don't want hard candy thrown at you.
No.
I mean, it's
everlasting gobstoppers.
It's hard candy.
Yes.
Cleveland, Ohio cops towed a Honda Odyssey belonging to Paul Johnson's wife to an impound lot. Paul Johnson showed up at the lot and asked an employee for the vehicle. As the employees turned around to look for the file, Johnson hatched a wonderful little plan.
Hmm.
He didn't want to have to pay for the vehicle.
Of course not.
So he sprinted to the car.
Nice.
sprint. He see it right there. Mm-hmm. Sprinted to it without an escort. Jumped in the wife's van. Fired it up and fled all the way to the front gate. The employee was like, well, that guy's running to the car. Starting it up. He's going to try to, you know, let me just shut this gate.
Remotely.
Yeah. Johnson crashed into the gate. Managed to get through it. Cops caught up with him just down the street and arrested him.
And now he has to pay for the gate.
Now, had he paid for the car, he would have just been paying the fine and or impound, impound fees, which, I mean, probably was less than a grand. Usually it's like a day or two, unless something, whatever.
It's irritating, but manageable.
Right. Let's say it was crazy. Let's say it was in there for days and days and everything, and it was like $1,500. That sucks.
Yep.
But now he's charged with two counts of felonious assault because the gate hit the employees.
Oh, yep.
Two counts of aggravated robbery, three counts of robbery, grand theft, breaking and entering, destruction of property.
Wow.
This guy's got a dozen charges against him.
Yeah. What's the difference between aggravated and just regular robbery, by the way?
I think you're really mad when you do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Or maybe the other person's really mad. Right. It's like, you know, if you assault me and I'm like, okay, that sucks, Brad, but, you know, I understand. That's just like assault. But aggravated assault would be me like, Brad, that sucked, man. Okay. Or robbery, I'm like, this sucked, you stole my stuff. Or if I'm like, ah, man, that's really an inconvenience.
All right.
So I think that's the level of how you feel. Probably something in today's world about feelings.
All right, that makes sense.
A Florida woman is accused of abusing a service dog, causing the animal to yelp in pain.
Oh, that's sad.
It's sad.
It is. Very interesting how it played out, though. Last Sunday, a witness said they saw 57-year-old Maria Rosenbaum kicking her 3-year-old Shih Tzu in the park. Oh, in the park. Where is that? Is that the backside?
I think so. And it's never a good idea to kick your Shih Tzu around.
It isn't. Of course, you knew this was going to be a Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the Friday leftovers.
Yeah.
So the witness says they saw her kicking her 3-year-old Shih Tzu in the park. She allegedly held the dog up and kicked it. And then approached the witness and the witness's friends and asked if they'd like to kick the dog too.
Would you like to kick my Shih Tzu around?
Hey, you guys want to get in on this? It's a lot of fun. Yes. Look at this. Bang, bang.
All the kids are kicking the Shih Tzus.
Seriously, you guys can get in on this. I'm just kicking it. Here you go. By the time the cops got there, the witness had already taken the Shih Tzu away from her. The dog is fine. No physical injuries. It's with the county animal shelter. Rosenbaum was arrested and charged with animal cruelty and resisting arrest.
And she had her Shih Tzu stolen. You stole my Shih Tzu. That's not your Shih Tzu. That's my Shih Tzu.
Are you? I thought this one was my Shih Tzu.
No, see, that was my Shih Tzu, and you stole my Shih Tzu.
You got to get your Shih Tzu together, is what this amounts to. Jeez. So you think the cops, like the arresting officer, because she was resisting, and when you resist, you get a little something, right? Yeah, gets a little rough for you.
Stop resisting.
Right.
Yeah. Stop resisting.
I'm not resisting anymore.
Stop resisting.
Seriously, I'm just laying here.
Yeah. Stop resisting.
Right. So that officer, do you think he was the other officers? Hey, you want to get in on this?
Anybody else? Huh?
Hey, seriously. She's resisting.
She's
hey,
resisting.
She's resisting.
Seriously, you can get in on this. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Yep.
A man from Sebastian, Florida. Is facing charges for urinating in his neighbor's mailbox.
Glad you said mailbox.
The victim called police twice on Saturday due to his neighbor playing loud music. After the cops left the second time, the neighbor sauntered out of his house, walked over to the victim's home, and flipped the neighbor the bird, all the while urinating in his mailbox.
Oh, that's such a
See
good
this
picture.
Here? Flipping you the bird, buddy. Uh-huh.
That's like a good picture right there.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to figure out, is it like a wall-mounted mailbox? Is it like up here?
Oh, or is that
is
the
it
right?
on a post?
I hope it was wall-mounted. No, I'm hoping it's a slot through the door.
Hey, what is that coming
Special
through the door?
Delivery.
Yeah, hello.
You know, the postman rings twice. You want to sign for this? Check out my forever stamp. The neighbor was charged with criminal mischief. Bonus fact. Bonus fact. Yeah. Alcohol was a factor.
No.
According to the police.
No.
The incident occurred about 5:42. A security officer was alerted to the incident when patrons started yelling and pointing. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Look. Look. The incident was one man jumping a fence to enter the giraffe exhibit and a second man already inside the giraffe exhibit. They startled the giraffes. The giraffes took off.
Hold on, security, hold on. They what? They
startled the giraffe.
All right. Just...
The security officer ordered the men out and then held them until police arrived. 21-year-old David Oren Odenthal and 23-year-old Angel Torres were both cited for trespassing. Bonus fact. Bonus fact.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were. Alcohol was a factor. The men said the reason they wanted to go into the pen was they wanted a closer look.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay. I don't blame them.
Sounds reasonable.
Yep.
They wanted a better view. They keep you so far away from those animals.
And they put this weird, like, fence.
And fence,
wall.
And sometimes that thick glass.
The thick glass. What's with the glass?
How am I supposed to commune with the animals and get close I would out in the wild?
Yeah, how can I touch that gorilla? I want to touch the gorilla.
I want to hug the giraffe.
Right. I can't hug the giraffe. I can't touch the monkey.
Right.
Oh, right? Let me just get a break in. This is the Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Continuing our Friday leftovers, a 9-year veteran of the Drug Task Force was pumping gas into his squad car as he watched three teens engage in a drug deal. He watched as a brown car backed into a parking spot next to a white car in the parking lot right next to his car. And then they proceeded to sell a quarter pound of pot. Mm-hmm. Is that a lot?
It's a decent amount.
He called it into dispatch, who told him, yeah, we know. He's like, what do you mean you know? They're like, it was already called in by the cop car on the other side of them. Yes.
Wow.
These criminal masterminds parked between two marked cop cars.
So it said police, serve and protect, the light bar in the top.
Wow.
Yeah. So the one pumping the gas, not only said cop, it said drug task force.
Wow. It's pretty ballsy there.
Right.
It's pretty ballsy.
Yeah. On the other side, it was the DNR patrol car. Still says cops, Department of Natural Resources, warden, that type of thing. They parked right between them. Two different cops, not even the same. All three of them were charged.
Hey, Pete, I got a good spot.
Stupid. Where's that?
Can you meet me in between this gas station and this area right here? It's right in between those two cops. So you're going to see a cop on your left and a cop on your right.
And I'll just pull right between them?
Just pull in between them. I'm going to be right there, okay?
I see. I like where your head's at on this thing because they'll never expect us to do this right in plain sight.
Plain in sight.
Right underneath their nose.
There it is.
Plain sight.
Right there.
Yep.
You know how funny that's going to be when the pigs don't see us and we're selling the... I'm sorry, what, officer? I'm sorry, officer, what? I'm just holding this quarter pound of pot for my friend.
Yeah, it's not mine.
That's that much.
It's not mine.
It's just medicinal purposes. You pull up in front of the cop car. And that's why they call it dope.
Yep.
A man in China got suspended, stopped at a DUI checkpoint. Mm-hmm. He sees him pulling people over, get stopped. Knowing that he'd been drinking, he panicked, jumped out of his car and fled. Okay. Right up a hill and then right back down because it's slippery.
Yeah.
He slides right back down the hill.
Oh, the same side. So-
yep, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Cops grabbed him.
Yep.
They suspected he'd been drinking, so they started to give him a breathalyzer test. But before they could, he started eating grass. Just piling the grass in. Okay. 20 to 30 times, he pulled up handfuls of grass and ate them. Thinking... this is going to keep them from being able to use the breathalyzer.
It'll confuse the breathalyzer.
Right. It's not going to work, right?
Who hasn't heard that?
Guess what? No. His plan worked.
Did it really?
Yeah. They didn't give him a breathalyzer test. They did take him to the police station to give him a blood test, which showed he was double the legal limit. Ha-ha, yeah. Copper, outsmarted you. Let's see you prove I've been drinking. A blood test? I'm sorry? You can do that? He was over the limit. He was arrested. Tell us what you've learned today. Get him in with the hashtag WhatILearnedToday on Twitter. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Real Chris Cruz, and at The Blaze Brad.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is The Blaze Radio Network.
Sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Okay, I may be in violation of the rules here. We may have a Rule 5 violation. Okay, we kind of had a Rule 1 violation. Don't be a jerk. Rule number one is don't be a jerk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our
hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan
is out of
control. We may have been a jerk there, but... maybe not a Rule 1 violation because we were doing good.
Okay, I can see
satirical,
us.
Satirical, right. So we have a justification.
We're teaching people.
Right.
Yep.
And Rule 4, just because it's offensive,
doesn't mean
it's not true,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, doesn't mean it's true, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, if it's a... let me get that right. If it's true, it's not offensive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, these are true, so it's not offensive. So it kind of brings it back. But now, looking at how crazy this has gone... maybe a Rule 5 violation.
Yeah.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
You should.
Hmm.
A lot of people are trying to take it back.
I love that. That part makes me feel good. The leftist nutcases?
Yes. And by a lot, I mean a lot. Like,
I see Rachel W. tweeting, the ignorance, misogyny, racism, and classism in the hashtag New Planned Parenthood slogan tag is exactly what you'd expect. So she says it's ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
It is not ignorant.
No.
Misogyny. It's simply hating on women.
Not really. Because what
men
if
men hating women.
What if that baby's a girl?
Yeah, exactly. Racism.
It has nothing to do with race.
No, in fact, it's actually just the opposite.
They started this as racism.
As racism, right. Yep. Defending it is actually defending minority babies.
Defending minority babies.
It's racial because your nutcase founder was a racist, but it's not racist. And classism. It's classism?
What does that mean anyway?
Because I guess rich people can afford to have children.
If
that's what you're thinking because you're poor and can't afford them, I would say, how about this? I'm just spitballing here.
Okay.
But don't get pregnant.
What?
Yeah, you know, choice with abortion, you know, I say it's a choice. I deserve to have the choice with my body. You do have a choice. You have a choice to not get pregnant. There is a choice before you have to make the choice. The choice is, do not get pregnant.
Because I heard baby comes from like a bird. It gets dropped in.
No, you can have a choice not to have a baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Only in extreme cases do you not have a choice, such as rape, and we're not talking about that. So anyways, hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan, possibly a Rule 5 violation. Few more tweets to let us know. Hashtag New Planned Parenthood slogan. All right, joining us now, Bob Dorigo Jones. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing well, Doc.
Always happy to talk to you. We definitely talk to you once a year for the wacky warning labels, and occasionally we'll talk to you other times when you have other good stuff out there. Tell us your background, first of all.
Well, I'm a senior fellow with the Center for America, which is a nonprofit organization working to educate and empower Americans to unleash the great powers of our free enterprise system because of all the obstacles that lie in our way, whether they're lawsuits that lead to those kind of wacky warning labels or high taxes or big government bureaucracy, which is what we're talking about today.
Free enterprise and free market, you're talking like a madman. Right?
That's right. Well, you know, it'd be nice to have some of our time back to do things that we want to do, whether it's the kind of work we want to do, recreational things. But the piles and piles of paperwork that we're getting buried under these days because of the increasingly amount of red tape is something that we need to start thinking about. The op-ed we wrote for Newsmax last week talked about how the Affordable Care Act doubled the amount of paperwork that the Health and Human Services Department imposes on Americans every year. So get a load of this. It used to, about 7 years ago, pile about 412 million hours of paperwork on Americans every year.
So collectively, all Americans, in just dealing with the paperwork from the Health and Human Services Department, which most people don't even know what the hell that is.
Right.
It used to cost us 400 million man hours of paperwork and bureaucracy every year.
Yes. Now it's well over 700 million hours. So it's more than doubled in just less than 10 years. So I like our friends over at the American Action Forum figured out that if you put this into perspective by how many employees would it take working full time in the private sector to do just one federal department's paperwork on Americans, it would take 354,000 employees working full time to do all this paperwork.
Well, and break it down this way, Bob, and you're absolutely right, but break it down this way. At 700 plus million man hours, and there's 330 roughly million Americans at this point, am I doing the math wrong here that it costs all of us on average over 2 hours a year just to deal with the paperwork and bureaucracy from the Health and Human Services Department?
Yes, and that's not even we're looking at the IRS and the Treasury paperwork that they impose on
us. Oh, there's no paperwork at the IRS. That's easy, right?
And the really troubling aspect about this is when you look beyond those of us who are healthcare consumers and have to do all this paperwork, it's really stressing out our doctors. They've done surveys recently of doctors, and one survey polled 14,000 physicians across the country, and they found out that more than half of them feel burned out on their job, and that's 25% increase from just 4 years ago. And the major reason for feeling burned out on their job is too many bureaucratic tasks, the paperwork.
So burned out, remember, okay, yeah, it sucks they feel burned out. That's horrible. They shouldn't have to go through this. But that also means they're burned out and exhausted when doing their other tasks, which is making sure I don't die.
Exactly. Right. We want our doctors to be fresh and have in the best frame of mind when they're looking at us. And if they're thinking about that huge stack of paperwork back on their desk that, you know, is robbing them of their concentration on us, that's not a good thing.
Sorry, Mr. Jones. I know my eyes are bloodshot. I've been up for the last 17 hours filling out paperwork for the Health and Human Services Department. But don't worry, your pancreas cancer surgery is going to be great today. Just go ahead and count back from 100 now.
And these are not numbers that have been contrived by some private organization. The federal administration, or the White House, actually puts out reports on the cumulative regulatory paperwork burden on Americans every year. So right before I left office, the Obama administration admitted that it wasn't cutting down on paperwork as its charge is. It's supposed to be reducing paperwork. There's a Paperwork Reduction Act. But so much for that.
Well, and you know, it would even be different if we looked at things like Obamacare, any of these other things, the IRS, and said, number one, there really is no other way to do it. And number two, what we're doing is doing for all of us. You know, if you said Obamacare, the way we pay taxes, whatever, is the way we need to structure things, and it works so well, all right, all those hours suck that I have to do, but, you know, it's for the better. But it's not. These are our failed systems. There are clearly better ways to do it, and it doesn't actually help us.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, and the facts dealing with the doctors prove the point. You know, if the paperwork was good, if we were getting better health care because of that, okay, then we could accept the increased load of paperwork. But when doctors are saying that this isn't good for them, isn't helping them practice medicine, then it's bad. And it's only getting worse. And we think that there's not great enough awareness of this, the impact. It's the unintended consequences, you know, the thing that economists like to talk about. Well, it really does make a difference.
I think you hit it right there when you said that what are we getting for it, in other words, and is there a better way forward? What is the solution? What do we do here with just this? And I'm not talking the IRS and that, but with Health and Human Services, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is to use more of a market-based solution, and this is something that I think the current administration has brought in. It's a mindset that. Ideas that shouldn't flow out of Washington. Unleash the private sector. Let those of us out here working in private jobs do what we know best, the insurance industry, the doctors working together, doing what has been proposed in many different forms in congressional action, but hasn't made it yet. We're talking about the attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, but we have to go to more of a market-based system so that we have government not making decisions for us and letting the market work as it should.
And we're not talking about going back to where we were just prior to Obamacare. I mean, the day before they passed Obamacare, it's not like, all right, we go back to that, everything's great. We had failures then, a lot of us recognize this, but those failures were also based on a lot of bureaucracy, paperwork, and big government control. It wasn't like we were truly a free market or free enterprise then.
That's right. And another part of this that we usually talk about is look at the litigation. I've been focusing on that for more than 20 years and how excessive litigation in America impacts American life. Well, defensive medicine is another huge part of why this healthcare system is broken. So many of the tests that doctors order are not for diagnostic purposes anymore. They're to protect themselves if they're sued in a frivolous case. And we've seen that the White House at one time determined that the cost of defensive medicine on Americans is anywhere from $100 billion a year to $150 billion. This is money that's not being used wisely. It could be providing medicine to people that can't afford it, and treatment to people that can't afford it, but it's being wasted on tests simply to protect doctors from being sued.
So really what they're doing is they're saying, we're going to go ahead and make sure we go through these extra tests to make sure you have it, just so there's a paper trail, even though I as a doctor, or as the doctor would say, I as a doctor with so many years experience, I've seen this, I understand it. We really don't need to do those three tests. I know what we're looking at here. We can move on. We can treat it this way. Instead of relying on the doctors to make those choices, they just say, the doctors are essentially saying, I'm going to have to cover my ass on this and go ahead and order these. Which the ironic part is, this Health Care Act, Obamacare, was sold to us as, well, we need to give the doctors the choices. We know that was erroneous, but it gave the doctors the choices to say, I've got to cover myself to make sure I don't get sued.
That's right. So more and more paperwork, whether it's paperwork that's being processed in Washington by bureaucrats or paperwork that's being created by lawyers who are trying to protect doctors and other healthcare professionals from lawsuits that they shouldn't have to worry about. So it's more and more paperwork, and if we don't say something about it, it's just going to spiral out of control even more.
Interesting, too, when you said, we're not getting the health care we deserve or could get because of all of this bureaucracy. I mean, it would be different if we were getting good health care or whatever. But we're also not getting good health insurance, and we keep confusing those, or a lot of Americans keep confusing those. Americans have good health care. We have some of the best health care in the world, maybe the best. This the failures are the health insurance, and that's because of government rules and regulations.
That's right. That's right. And it's important to make that distinction. People still come here for health care when they're willing to pay for it, and they can pay for it. So we have a system that is providing us with the specialties that we need, the medicines. You know, we have some tremendous research going on, but we, you know, we could get off on it on how litigation has robbed us of some medicines, too. There's constant fear if you are a drug manufacturer that the FDA requirements are going to bring lawsuits on you if you don't go to the X degree. So what we see now is medicines that are available that could be used but which aren't because of the fear that if there's one thing that goes wrong with one person that they could be sued. So you have people that are currently dying now in America that would sign waivers saying, I'm willing to take part in experiments with drugs that have passed certain high levels of research, but they're not even allowed to do that because lawyers say that, well, we don't want to let anybody take responsibility for their own decisions in healthcare. So, I mean, we're going to extremes there. We're talking about people that are in terminal cases. But what we're trying to do, what we should do, is live in a system that offers hope to everybody. And right now, that's not the case.
I'm going to tweet out a link to your information. It's Bob Dorigo Jones, Senior Fellow for the Center for America. Bob, you got wacky warning labels next month, right?
That's right. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Wacky Warning Label Contest this year. So we'll talk about some of the funniest ones we've seen over the last 20 years, like on a fishing lure that warns harmful if swallowed.
Oh, good, good. That's nice to know. Good, because I was having those for lunch today, Bob. So I'm glad you told me. All right, Bob Dorigo Jones. Thanks, buddy. Good to talk to you.
All right. Take
Have care. A good day. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. We'll be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Make a ruling. We definitely had a Rule 5 violation this morning. Just because we could create this hashtag doesn't mean we should have. So I'm going to go ahead and
say
yes.
So it's a rule violation?
Yeah, there's a rule violation.
Okay. Why you keep retweeting them?
I'm sorry?
Why do you keep retweeting them? If it's a rule violation, isn't that another rule violation?
Possibly, but...
They're so funny.
God, help me. I love to trigger them.
They're so funny.
I love to trigger them,
like
Chris.
Like this one, KDP, she goes, stupid people think all we do is abortions. When 97% of our work is cancer screening, abortion, etc.
By the way, that's a lie.
No, Doc, because she says our work, you know.
Hey, it's Stu from the Glenn Beck program. Hi. He just passed by. Where was he? He could have popped in on the Wildcat mic.
I know what she's doing.
What are we calling mic number four? Is that the Wildcat mic?
No, it's a pop-in mic.
The pop-in mic?
It's a pop-in.
I think we need a naming contest for it.
I like this one. Blue Heart tweeting out, when Republican snowflakes need to be crybabies, and they create this meanful hashtag.
Meanful, is it mean? By the way, the other one, she said our.
Yes.
Does she work for Planned Parenthood?
I just asked her, so I'm waiting for a response.
Interesting, interesting. God help me, I love to trigger them. The hashtags are so easy. New Planned Parenthood slogan. That's what the hashtag is. Andy tweeting, Planned Parenthood, because your baby daughter's not going to murder herself.
No, she's not.
She's not. She will not.
She's not. And you got Baba Klot also tweeting out,
love Baba
condoms
Klot.
Are old school.
Yeah, that's old school. You don't have to worry about that. There's some really edgy ones. Some really, really edgy ones.
Some
as well.
Of them, I think like 90% of these are super edgy.
Yeah, they're, but I mean, it's satirical. That's the whole point. They're supposed to be edgy to make the point.
Like I think this one is edgy. It's like car twin. If you're black, we want you dead.
Right, because that's the history of Planned Parenthood. Yeah, this is edgy. It's over the top, but that's kind of the point you have to make when you're talking about abortion services. I would be better with Planned Parenthood if they were honest and stopped the lies. Yeah. Seriously, if they stopped the lies about this 97% not being abortion and everything else, number one, I would have more respect for them, and I would know we could actually have a conversation.
Yeah, just come up with it.
And then number two, and I think I may have talked about this on the air a little bit. There's a progressive young lady that I know that I had a conversation and a whole debate with the other day. And we actually got to the point where she understood what I was saying when I said my tax dollars shouldn't have to pay for it. If you start with the respect of at least understanding why a person is saying what they're saying, and it's not just because they're a jackass. Some are, sure. That I'm not saying I don't support abortion and my tax dollars shouldn't go just because I'm cheap, although that's part of it. It's primarily because I believe it is a life. And therefore, I don't want my money going to something like that. That should be pretty understandable. New Planned Parenthood slogans. Hashtag New Planned Parenthood slogans. I'm not going to tweet one more of them.
Okay, but you just did.
Yeah, from here on out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tweet one more of them.
Yeah, but you just did again.
No, but from here on out.
Okay.
Starting now, not one more. Oh, by the way, I got to run out. I got to go talk to the car detailer.
Car detail? What are you talking about?
My car detailed. I got to run out. He's here. I'm going to do that during the break. Yes, just the. I'll be back. Hang on. We get a quick break in.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
Hey there, it's Doc Thompson. Chris Cruz in the house as well. The real, Brad Staggs at the Blaze Brad.
Wow!
I was like conflating both of your Twitter accounts.
Good try, though. Good try.
At Real Chris Cruz, the Blaze Brad. Wow, we're all here today. We've all three experienced the wonder that is Relief Factor, dealing with various aches and pains. None of us have the chronic pain that Relief Factor has helped so many people. Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's helped all kinds of people because it deals with the inflammation and therefore deals with the pain. A lot of times, most times, the treatment, if you go to some traditional medicine and doctors, they'll just try to drug you up with some sort of narcotics to mask the pain. And that only lasts for a short while, and then you're on the narcotics for a long period of time. It doesn't actually help. Deal with the chronic pain by getting rid of the inflammation. And we have one of those people who've dealt with the inflammation, Todd Bennett.
So I got a job with a cable company, and in December 2005 I fell from a highline pole. And morphine, Oxycontin, wow, and all that stuff, I was in bed for the last probably 8 years of my life. Got the Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I got up out of bed. I could go like this. I stood up. And it was just, wow, I mean, the pain wasn't all the way gone. It's enough to where I could get out of bed in the morning. I look forward to getting up out of bed. I do yard work now, back in the wood shop, woodworking, and just actually living my life. I'm not dull no more, you know?
It works. It's Relief Factor. Try it today. You can get a 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or if you want to use the telephone, call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. $19.95 for a quick start pack. All right. The tweet's coming in. We're still looking for the hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogans or what I learned today.
I really thought you were joking around.
About the slogan?
No, but you can't even get a detail.
Oh, yeah. Because the guy came. It's one of the ones where they come to your work.
Yeah.
So I called him yesterday, okay, had him set it up. So I'm going to get my car detailed.
Did you get a new car?
No, it's my
same car.
This
is your mom's car, right?
Why would I need a new car detail?
This is your mom's car, right? This is the 2007 Honda Fit?
It was my mom's car. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, but this is the
one. I don't know if that's actually a thing, but I'm driving it.
This is the one that your mother passed down to you.
She originally purchased the vehicle, and it was in 2007. It is a Honda Fit, yes.
And it has a bunch of garbage inside of the vehicle.
Well, not after they detail it. Yeah, see? I mean, it's got some dents on the outside. The one fender is cracked right there.
Okay. I know what you're trying to sell it, right? Because, you know, I did that when I sold my other car. I detailed it because I wanted more money for the prize.
No, I was just trying to clean it up a little bit.
Okay, that's like cleaning poop.
What do you mean?
Trying to polish some poop.
It's really, really dirty inside.
Well, I know it's really, really dirty because you took me home a couple of weeks ago when my car was broke down.
It's really, really dirty.
I know, but...
So I want to get it clean. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Detailing entails for cars that are luxurious.
What, a Honda Fit?
You know, exactly. Honda Fit.
I want to make sure it's fit.
You know, I could give you my sticker for my wash, car wash, $5. Not even that. If you take my sticker, it's free.
Listen, I'm just trying to clean it up a little bit. It was really... Here's what happened. So... The car was really dirty.
Okay.
And then I didn't drive it for a while. Okay. Like a year and a half, I just put it in storage because I didn't need it.
Yeah.
Now I need it again. So I took it out of storage. And when it was in storage, I mean, like, it didn't do anything. So it just sat with garbage still inside it
for
like a year and a half.
Oh.
And then when I got in and I opened the door, it was like the dust, just the suction of opening the door. It was like...
Did you see a little cross with a skull on it?
It was kind of like that. And like when I touched the steering wheel, there was like dust, like it accumulated on it. So I kind of brushed it off like this.
And turned it on.
I turned it on. I got it fired up and I'm ready to go. And then I was like,
fired up.
I keep getting sick. And I'm like, do I keep getting sick?
You are keep getting sick.
And I think it's like triggering like allergies.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, I better clean this thing out so I don't get sick. So I'm like, doesn't that make sense? Let me get your car details, like a couple $100, you know.
So you spent more money than the worth of the car?
I think the worth of the car isn't the issue here.
It's like, what, $500? $300? Actually, in the current condition it was a couple weeks ago, it's like $50 and a lollipop.
Okay, when I went out there, the guy's like, okay, where's the car? I was like, right there. He's like, behind the Honda Fit? I was like, no, it's...
Did you point to my car first? Yeah, it's that beautiful Nissan Murano black one.
And he just looked at me and he was like...
Are you sure you want to do this?
Like, he was trying to figure out why are you doing this? And I go, no, you don't have to clean the outside. And he's like... like, that just confused him more. And I was like, I just want to get the inside cleaned. And that didn't help.
So it's not
really
a full proper detailing.
No, because I don't care about the outside. I told him, I'm like, listen, you can paint it blue. You can scratch it. I don't care about the outside. Who cares about that?
Yeah, again, it goes back to the detailing part. When you're detailing a vehicle, I'm not a vehicle guy. And Kirk, you can help me out if you're a vehicle guy here. You're trying to make that car look luxurious and pretty.
So he goes like this. He goes, so he wants to clean the inside. Let's have a look.
How many raccoons do they find?
None yet, but there may be some in the back. So he goes, okay, do you want any of this stuff? And I was like, what stuff? And he goes, the stuff that's in here. And I go, oh, no, that's all garbage.
What?
And he goes, Doc, all this stuff up one.
Doc, are you serious?
What?
It's all garbage.
Well, yeah, all the stuff's on the floor. That's all garbage. It's all like, you know, wrappers and
Have
stuff.
Have you heard of a trash can? That is not your car.
Nobody else rides in it generally, so the passenger seat, well, that was like an emergency situation. So, listen, when I have decent cars, I take care of them, but this is a beater. What do I care? So he goes, you want it? I go, no, that's all garbage. And I was like, you can just throw that away. And he looked at me, so do they not normally like clean the garbage out of your car?
Well, they do, but when you say...
There's not usually that much
when
garbage.
When you say all that is garbage, because I had my car detailed and they say, hey, what is good and what is bad?
Right,
and I'm like, oh, the papers, just leave the papers. They just put them nice in it. You know, they don't expect you to say, oh, yeah, all that is garbage.
So he's like, okay. And then he's looking at the floors and he's like,
where's the floors?
Okay. I just want to. And he was like trying to formulate his words. He goes, I just want to make sure, you know, your expectations. he used the word expectations. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you know, when we clean in here. What are you expecting the outcome to be? And I go, what do you mean?
He goes,
cause you see the stuff on the floor here, like the carpeting on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where there's like matted in like like food and like it has gum and
become part of your car now.
Right, where like the little fibers that stick up are now slick because there's stuff embedded in there.
It's like you know, it's when a guy uses extra hair gel.
Right, it's like that's what it's like. And then there's like the seats. I mean, it's beyond stained. I mean, the seats are beyond stained.
It's just stains.
It's just one stain. It's a new color.
Yeah.
So you're like, what is that, a gray? No, that's stain. In fact, I think they may still offer that.
Is that a new color by Honda Fit?
I think that's a new crayon color. Yeah. Doc Thompson stained seat. That's a new color. And I go, yeah, I understand you're not going to get all that out. And he goes, with the expectations, we're not going to get any of that out. Like the floor, what is that, gum? And I was like,
oil?
Yeah. And he goes, you know, the part of the carpeting that's missing here, and you can see kind of the...
Wait, you're missing some carpet?
Like little pieces of it that have been worn through, you know. And I was like, yeah, I got you. I said, I'm really trying to get the dust out, you know. It's trilling my allergies. And like the look, I know he wanted to ask, like, why didn't you just dust it?
Oh, what about just get a new car?
I don't want to spend the money on it. Too?
You're spending a couple $100.
It's better than buying a new car, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You could grab another piece of crap that is well-maintained for at least a couple hundred.
That's a couple $100, you know, and then it'll be ready to go. I'll be cruising in style.
Inside, not out. What people see is outside. People don't see the inside.
It's about my comfort. It's about my comfort.
Okay.
So he goes, yeah, we'll give it a shot. That was his parting words. We'll give it a shot. I was like, okay. So I said to him, I go, can you run a vacuum like up on the ceilings here?
What's wrong with your ceiling?
Well, Ken, I'm trying to get the dust. I don't know where it is.
You got dust up there as well?
I don't know where it is. I'm just trying to get it out
there.
Does
your seatbelt work?
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Everything works.
Windows
on
go
it,
down?
As far as law enforcement knows. The windows, he tried to open it with the clicker. The clicker doesn't work. I go like this. I go, no, you're going to have to like put the key in it.
Old fashioned 90s style.
Right.
90s style.
Well, and I was asking you guys the other day, remember? Yeah. I'm like, do you have to crack this thing open?
Yeah,
how do you change
crack
those?
In the middle.
Cause this one's so old, it doesn't look like you can crack it open easily.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to check that out. So as I walk in, Brad goes, what are you having him do out there? And I go, detail my car. And we went through part of this discussion, same thing. And he goes, because you're worried about your allergies. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick again, and I just got over it. What's going on? It's either, you know, that or something else, and I can't figure out what it is. He goes, well, if it is like mildew or something in your car, he goes, you know, it could be in your vents.
You're right. Your AC vents, yeah.
And I go, well, how am I getting them to clean that? He goes, yeah, you can't. Unless you, like, go in there or whatever. So this might be all for naught anyways.
And so money once again... flushed on the toilet?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to give it a shot, though. Mm. Somebody just tweeted. Who tweeted that picture, though?
Crap. World of Spots.
Spots. A picture. That's clearly one of those people, the hoarders.
Yes, that's a hoarder picture.
I am not a hoarder in the car.
No.
I'm lazy with the
garbage.
I'm
going to put that.
My house is, I'm a minimalist.
No,
it's clean.
That. No, your car was not full like that. It was just... A lot.
It was full of garbage, but I'm not hoarding it. It's
shit
lazy.
Bags,
there's a very
a
difference,
soda
right?
Cans.
But it did look like that.
Yeah.
But it was all garbage. It's like Wendy's, Hardee's bags, a pizza box, you know,
and
some
you're
clothes.
Supposed to be in a Whole 30 diet. So I want to see how long
those
that,
are all old.
That's
all,
what I'm saying.
Very old. Those
that's
are like
what
from,
I'm saying.
Those are from like 2012, you know, something like that. Okay. But you know, you never know when you're going to need like ketchup. So you can dig there at the old ketchup thingy, you know. All right, let me get a break in. This is The Morning Blaze.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned apparently eating grass can get you out of a breathalyzer, but not a blood test.
Yes.
We learned pro criminal tip number 2331, don't try to sell the stuff you stole to the victim.
Well, Yes, that could be wrong.
We learned if you're a feline living in the Dallas, Texas area and you see a black van slow down, run!
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 Run, kitty, run.
We learned make your drug deal between two cop cars. That's why they call it dope. Finally, we learned that the level of disgust you suffer when someone urinates in your mailbox is directly proportional to the type of mailbox you have. The little slot in the door, the one in your house, the one far away from the...
I actually do think the slot in the door is the worst one.
Of course it is the worst one. Kirk, spinning the dials, radio style Dallas, Texas. Morning, what, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today, Cruz, I have some stray cats around my house. I think we should start our own foundation for stray cats.
You guys are just looking
cocktail.
For women.
Yeah.
Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
We got Deadpool learning new Planned Parenthood slogan for life's little messes.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
You like that one?
Because I remember somebody mentioned early, you don't want to punish with a baby.
Nope.
So life's little messes.
Yep. Mike G also with a new slogan for Planned Parenthood, making Hitler look good one murder at a time.
You're right, because, I mean, he was only on the hook for like 11, 12 million murders. Planned Parenthood, well, abortion providers in the U.S., 60 million. Planned Parenthood, probably the majority of those,
DMNDM also learning, warning, despite the prevalence of grinders, asking if someone can grind your slump might get you in trouble.
That could be, yeah, because, you know, if you're selling stump grinders online, that's going to be bad for you, yeah.
Ryan, California deplorable, killing more people than Obamacare. New Planned Parenthood slogan.
Wow, far more. Far more.
Melissa Graves, also learning.
Uh-huh.
Planned Parenthood, the teenager's relief factor.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Yeah, because it relieves you of this burden of being punished with a baby. Yeah, so, by the way, this is going crazy right now on Twitter.
It has literally shut down our computers like three
times. Yeah, it keeps locking them up. Hashtag Planned Parenthood's new Planned Parenthood slogan. Because if you didn't read the story at The Blaze, they have a new slogan. Yeah. It's Slay. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke.
No.
They did this because of Josh Whedon, the director
who did
Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Avengers and some other stuff, did a video, and they're encouraging people to be superheroes and slay moving forward.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're being ironic, funny, or they don't get it. So we are offering hashtag new Planned Parenthood slogan. By the way, we were talking about Chris's thing with the cats last night. I'm questioning how you got home last night, and I think I know. I'm going to tweet out a picture of how I think you got home.
Okay,
we'll send that out.
I got one more.
Yeah, what is it?
Jordan Rigg on the next episode of The Morning Blaze. Kyle is live on location from Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp.
Q10. All right, I need those new numbers. I'm a procrastination. We'll get to them Monday. What else do we have coming up on Monday?
Oh, crap. Kyle's not here.
Yeah, okay. What does Glenn have coming up on his show?
Oh, crap. Kyle's not here.
What is Glenn wearing today? Kyle's not here. Okay, wow.
Kyle,
I would have thought somebody would have taken care of this. But all right. Don't forget, look at Twitter at Doc Thompson Show. I'll show you the picture I'm talking about. Have yourself a great day. Remember, The Morning Blaze is today a Chris Cruz production, sort of. Half was. Six Separate Tyrannus. Good night, Steve Cannon.
Wherever you are.
Anya, now you go home. Well, it was, but you didn't
Monday,
have to
I'll get it right on Monday. All right.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.